Hallelujah. Are you ready?
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
All right, listen, listen. Romans chapter 9, verse 23 says, we are like the vessel, vessels of mercy. We are like a container. Here, where's the water bottle? I don't have a water bottle. We're like a container here, right? We're a vessel of God's mercy. The purpose of why God created you is to, you can contain God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can contain God. That's the purpose of your life. Amen.
Amen.
You're not a tool, but you're a vessel. Amen.
Amen.
You're not a tool to do something for God. No, that's not why God created you. God created so that you can contain God, then you can be, you can unite with God, and you can become one with God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And there are three elements in your life: spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Spirit, everybody say spirit, soul, and body.
Spirit, soul, and body.
Okay? Spirit touches the spiritual world, soul touches soulish world, and your body touches physical world. Right? So spirit, body, and soul. You have that three elements of your being, and you have your, Bible says your vessel. So if this vessel, if this is you, your vessel, and then there's a cap, and if it's closed, and God is trying to bless you, pour out His Spirit, His blessings, if this cap is closed, can you get it?
No.
Can you contain Him?
No.
You cannot contain Him. You need to be open. You need to be wide open. Hallelujah. So how do you open your body, soul, and spirit? Body, you have to open your mouth and say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 There are two people who has closed their mouth, and they're not saying amen. So I want everybody to say amen, because amen means I agree that God is faithful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So if you open your mouth and say amen, and second, you open your heart, then your spirit will be open. Then your spirit will be released. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, now we're ready to go back to our scripture. Ready? Read it one more time. Begin.
Truly you are a God who hides himself, O God and Savior of Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
God who hides himself. Everybody say, God who hides himself.
God who hides himself.
One more time.
God who hides himself.
Amen.
Amen.
God works, God is very active in you, working very actively in you, but on the other hand, God is who hides himself. God does not boast. God does not make big deal out of what he does. No, he's very active among us, in us, but then he hides. So we have to know that his character, God's character. God's character is that he loves to hide. He's very active in your life, but he's hiding somewhere. And you have to find him. If you find him, he will bless you and you will be happy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So where is he hiding now? Where is he hiding?
Huh?
You know, before I had a desire to seek God, so I often went to the mountain prayer, and then there I hold on to the tree and then I shake it as I'm praying. Lord Jesus, Jesus, and try to root it out, that tree. I pray all night long until that tree gets rooted out. So I go to mountain, or I go to revival meeting conference where there are anointed preachers are there. I try to visit there and then try to get as much as possible, trying to find who God is. But then I realize that God is not outside of me, but God is in me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is not somewhere in the mountain, but God is in you.
Amen.
And that in you is your spirit.
Amen.
That's what I'm trying to share with you this afternoon. That God is spirit, and you are spirit, and God hides himself in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you know the story about Apostle Paul. He was a great preacher, and he was a zealous preacher. Wherever he goes, he preached the gospel. But then we also know that he had many trials and difficulties and persecutions, right? He was put into prison many times. He was hungry. He was naked. He was in danger of his life. He was in ship, but it was a wreck. And then he almost got drowned. I mean, there are many difficulties and persecutions in his life, but we have to understand that God was hiding himself.
Amen.
God didn't reveal while Apostle Paul was doing all this ministry for God. God didn't reveal himself and say, "Oh, Paul, hang in there, okay? Remember, I'm with you. Remember, I'll help you, okay?" He didn't appear himself, reveal himself like that. God was hiding. Why? What is the reason why God hid himself when Apostle Paul was doing all those great ministries for God? The reason is God was trying to teach a lesson to Paul, Apostle Paul, as well as to all of us, that man should not trust man, but man should trust God who is invisible. You see, you think if God reveals himself right now, God reveals himself. I am Triune God. Hi, Zeskia. Hi, Gilbert. You like my beer? Hi, I'm love, full of love. I'm full of mercy. Hi, Philip. If God were to reveal himself like that, do you think you would trust him?
No.
You'd be shocked. Oh, it's you, Jesus. It's you, God. But that's not the way how you trust God. That is not the way God chose for men to trust God. You see, during the time of Israelites spending 40 years in the desert, or even before the desert, when they were in Egypt, remember, they saw many miracles and signs and wonders, right? Did they trust God?
No.
Did they trust God?
No.
But you know the story. The Moses generation, they were rebellious and they all died in the desert. They didn't trust God even after they saw miracles after miracles. You see, they saw the miracles with their physical eyes. That's the problem. If you see God with your physical eyes, even if he revealed with himself as a pillar of fire, pillar of cloud, and manna coming down, the water water just coming out from the rock, and the Red Sea part off, you see these miracles with your physical eyes, I'm telling you, you cannot trust God with your physical eyes. That is not the way God wants you to trust him. That's why today's scripture says, God who hides himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we have to understand the way, the method, the how to trust God. God chooses a way for you to trust God in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
With your physical eyes, you cannot, by the way, with your physical eyes, you cannot see God. You just cannot see God. You can only see God with your spiritual eyes.
Amen.
You have to understand that you are a spiritual being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay. Some people are looking at me like, what are you talking about, Pastor Paul? Okay. Hang in there. God is good?
All the time.
Water is good too. Water is good when you're thirsty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hang in there. Now you're going to get to know this truth, okay? Hang in there. Some of you look confused, but it's okay. God's going to help you to open your eyes. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's go. Let's go one at a time so you understand. First point is God is spirit. God is spirit. Everybody say God is spirit.
God is spirit.
God is spirit.
God is spirit.
What is spirit?
God is spirit.
What? God is spirit. What is spirit?
God is spirit.
I didn't expect that answer, but my wife gave me that answer. I think she's very good. Anyway, I don't know what is spirit. Bible says God is spirit. Amen? Look at the scriptures now. Oh, it's choking me. This necktie is choking me. Okay. John 4:24. Okay, you ready? Okay, begin.
God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth.
Okay, listen, brother. Look at. Would you please lift up your head like this? Right? Look at me. Don't put your hands down like this. Huh? Popa. Thank you, brother. Please. Bible says, lift up your head to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And lift up your voice, lift up your hands, lift up your hands. Amen. We need to lift it up. Hallelujah! Amen. Not put down like this, right? Listen, today's message, if you listen well, if you get it well, I'm telling you, this will be a strong foundation in your spiritual life. And you will grow. You will be mature. You will reap many benefits when you understand today's message. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You understand? Okay? It's like a foundation. You know, whenever you want to build a house, you need a strong foundation, right?
Amen.
Without a strong foundation, even if you build a house, it will collapse, right? There are many incidents in Korea. They're just pali pali, pali pali, pali pali, and bridge collapse, department collapse, everything collapse. No good. Why? Because there is no strong foundation. In your life, you want to build a strong spiritual life, you need a strong foundation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So you need a strong foundation. In study, you need a strong foundation, right? You need to know the adding and subtraction, addition and subtraction, right? Oh, we have a math teacher right there. Brother Morris, he's a math teacher in Liberia University, right? So the foundation is you need to know the numbers, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 9, 10. 1 plus 1 is 2. 1 plus 1 minus 1 is 0. You need to know the addition and subtraction. Then you can go for multiplication, right? 1 plus 3 is 3. High five. See? I have a weak foundation of mathematics. Oh my goodness. You see how my mathematic foundation is weak? Anyway, you need to have this strong foundation, right? To make it stronger. We have a soccer player here, professional soccer player. You know who? Do you know who? I will not tell you. I will not call on the name, but do you know who is an experienced soccer player? I will not call on the whole his name, but do you know who he is? My finger pointing. Ernest, come here, brother. My brother from different mother, come on. We're all from Jesus, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, you look like a soccer player. His shoulder is very wide and very slim, and look at the shoes, wow. So Michael Jordan shoes, Michael Jackson shoes. All right. You are a soccer player. He's a soccer player. So you tell us what actions or gesture considered as a foundation for to be a good soccer player. Now make it short. This is not soccer class. Make it short. Yeah, actually, football, the only said, is a talent. If you are not talented...
Okay, time's over.
I told you, sure. What are the actions of a soccer player? What are the foundation for a soccer player? Huh? How do you train?
Yeah, action.
Action. You show the action now. That's my question. Show the action. How? Yeah, come on.
There are so many actions.
It's okay, just basic action that you need to, anybody who wants to learn to be a soccer player.
Yeah.
Okay. Sit down, sit down. I used to play bowling, you know, bowling ball, like this, right? Anybody can beat my gesture? Anyway, if I throw the ball like that, it will go off the leg. Okay, we're just having fun here. Having fun with it. See, there's a foundation for everything, right? For, with game, with sports, with studies. If the foundation is strong, you can build a strong tower, strong building. Amen?
Amen?
Are you getting me?
Amen.
The most important foundation in your spiritual life is to know that you are a spiritual being.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what I'm trying to say. The most important spiritual lesson you can learn, that's the essence of your foundation, is that you are spirit. You are a spirit.
Amen.
You're not a body.
Amen.
Yes, you have a body. But body is just only the container of your soul. Mm-hmm. And your soul is a container of your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is spirit, and we need to touch God who is spirit, then we need to activate my spirit.
Amen.
You cannot touch God with your soul.
Amen.
You cannot touch God with your body.
Amen.
You can only touch God with your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You need to activate your spirit.
Amen.
And how do we activate our spirit? We are doing very well in the beginning of our worship. We call on His name. Everybody say,
Lord Jesus.
Come on.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
You know why? Because I'll tell you why. When you call Lord Jesus, He will come into you as a spirit.
Mm.
You know why? Because Bible says the Lord has become the spirit. Where is our scripture now? I'm going here and there. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Do you see that? Okay, read that verse. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Ready? Begin.
Now the Lord is the spirit.
And where the spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
There is
freedom.
There is
freedom.
There is
freedom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In your spirit, there's a complete, perfect freedom.
Amen.
You may not have freedom in your circumstance. Maybe you're lacking money, or you're lacking your health, you're lacking relationship, or you have some kind of problems, and that's straining you. But I'll tell you something this afternoon. There is perfect and clear, super clear, transparent, 100% freedom in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because Christ lives. He hides in your spirit.
Amen.
Does this make sense?
Mm.
Christ lives in your spirit. He hides Himself in your spirit. The secret is spirit. The secret of life is spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The secret of life is not money. To have more money. No. The secret of life is not to have more education. Although education is good. It's good to have PhD. Hallelujah. If you have a PhD degree, raise your hand. What's a PhD degree here? Raise your hand. Only two? Not me. Praise God for a PhD degree. But that will not give you freedom. Only Jesus Christ can give you freedom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
So first we have to understand that God is spirit and man is spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Man is spirit. Man has three elements. I said this before, right? Spirit, soul, and body. Everybody say?
Spirit, soul, and body.
And that spirit has two functions, two different functions. Number one, the function is to be, work as the vessel. To contain God, to contain God. Okay? Stop trying to work for God. No. Let God fill you with His presence, with His life, and let God work in and through you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stop trying. Stop trying to pray harder. Stop trying to read Bible harder.
Amen.
Just call on His name.
Amen.
Just eat the Word of God.
Amen.
That's all you need to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Don't try to analyze the Bible. Don't try to analyze and study deeply and try to figure out what this means. No. When baby drinks milk, baby try to analyze it?
No.
Let me try to analyze my mother's milk. What is that? No, baby have complete trust about mother. Hallelujah.
Right.
And just eat the milk, which is life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We trust God that He's our Father. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We trust Jesus is our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
All we need to do is eat
Amen.
His life,
Amen.
Which is the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, talk to somebody. Let's be filled with Jesus.
Let's be filled with Jesus.
By eating
Him.
Eating the life of Jesus.
By eating.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Zechariah 12:1 now. Let's go to Zechariah 12:1. Zechariah 12:1. Okay? Ready? Begin.
This is the word of the Lord concerning Israel. The Lord who stretches out the heavens, who lays the foundation of the earth, and who holds the spirit of man within him, declares.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, look at this now. Who stretched the heavens? Now, what these Bible says the heavens is plural, not singular. Heavens, right? The heavens. First heaven is what we see, the sky. That's the first heaven. Second heaven is the universe. The third heaven is where God's throne is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you know that? You knew that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, we are living in the first heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. But soon we are going to get to third heaven, where God's throne is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And third heaven controls the second galaxy, the second heaven and first heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Bible says, the God who stretches out heavens. God what?
Stretches out the heavens.
How do you stretch it? Like a canopy. You stretch a canopy, huh? Yeah. Or a curtain. You stretch. See, God stretches out the heavens. First and second, third heaven. How big is the galaxy? It's fathom unfathomable, right? Mm. It's immeasurable. Mm. But to God, it's like a canopy.
That's it.
Oh God, how big and how awesome He is.
Amen.
Can you imagine?
Amen.
Can you imagine?
Amen.
You know what? Turn the AC on. Why is this off? 켜주세요. 하고 우리 위로 막 에어컨 켜도 꺼져. Sometimes God is too big. Not sometimes. Most of the times, God is too big that we don't recognize Him.
Amen.
If something is too big right in front of you, you cannot recognize. Right? You want to try? See, when it's too big in too front of you, you cannot recognize. God is too big. God is everywhere, and He's bigger than the galaxy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He stretches out heaven, and He what? He lays the foundation of the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And who forms the spirit of man? Mm-hmm. Heavens exist for earth. The earth exists for man. Mm. Man exists for God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The sun and moon. Look at me, brothers. Look at me. Come on. Lift up your head. The sun and moon and stars there, they exist for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You cannot believe it? Jian, can you believe it? If you don't believe it, tonight you go out and use the stars. There are very few stars in Korea, but there are stars. There are stars. Have faith. But you have to go out at night time. Maybe go to a mountain, that's better. It will help you. But don't go alone. And then go see the stars. You see? Stars are there. They exist for you. Sun exists for you to guide you during the daytime. The moon is there to guide you during the nighttime. Why are you looking at me as if you don't believe it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The trees are there. They exist for you.
Amen.
To give more oxygen.
Amen.
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 The birds are there for you.
Amen.
They sing.
Amen.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You created birds for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God created fish for you. Amen.
Amen.
What kind of fish you like? Flounder?
Cod.
Huh? Okay. And you catch fish and you cook nicely and say, thank you, Jesus, for giving fish for me. Right?
Amen.
God gave you everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything you see in this world and the galaxy exists for you.
Amen.
You should be proud of your daddy.
Amen.
You should be proud of your Jesus.
Amen.
Because God gave you everything. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
And you should enjoy it.
Mm.
You should enjoy it.
Amen.
Well, you want to go tonight outside, go see the stars, right? Hold hands. Ah, stars! By the way, spiritual meaning of stars is overcomer.
Amen.
Sun is Jesus. Moon is church. Stars are the overcomers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need Jesus. We need church. We need overcomers. Spiritual guide. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting it?
Amen.
God provide everything for you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We have to understand that we are spiritual beings. Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 20:27. I'm giving you all these verses so that you realize that, oh, I'm a spiritual being. Therefore, I need to think to myself, oh, what am I doing? Where am I at? What is the purpose of my life? And so on. Okay, Proverbs 20:24. Ready? Begin.
The lamp of the Lord searches the spirit of the man. It searches out his inmost being.
Amen. Amen. God searches the spirit of man. There's a spirit, right? 2 Timothy 4:22. Begin.
The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you.
Amen. The Lord be with you what?
Spirit.
The Lord be with you what?
Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord be with your
spirit.
Amen. Okay, now we understand God is spirit, man is spirit, and third point, a life-giving spirit. 1 Corinthians 15:45. Let's read it together. Begin.
So it is written, the first man Adam became a living being, the last Adam, a life-giving spirit.
A life-giving spirit. Okay. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Begin.
Now the Lord is spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Okay. John 20:22. Begin.
And with that, he breathed on them and said,
receive the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now let me explain this quickly. Okay. Jesus Christ, when he came, he was a man. He became man. God became man. His name is Jesus, right? He's a God-man. He came, he incarnated himself as a man. He was a perfect man. He was a perfect God. He was complete man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's God-man. Hallelujah. And he died for us, and he rose again. When he rose again for us, when he rose again, the moment he rose again, he became a life-giving spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the moment we say, Lord Jesus, he enters into me as a life-giving spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So now, the spirit who came into me, my spirit and his spirit has joined together. Two spirits have become one spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what 1 Corinthians 6:17 means. Read it. Begin.
But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. So this is very mysterious now. This is very mysterious. This is very deep stuff. The most mysterious thing that has happened on this earth, in heaven, in all galaxy is that you and God has become one.
Amen.
You and God has become one spirit.
Amen.
This is mysterious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No wonder why Bible says in Ephesians 3:32 says, great mystery. Great mystery. Christ and church.
Amen.
Christ is great mystery. Mm. And that great mystery of the Christ himself is mystery. He entered into your spirit. Mm. And he has become one spirit with you. This is the greatest mystery.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you must believe it, you must accept it, and that truth will grow, that life will grow, that truth, the fact that you have become one spirit with God, that will grow, and then you will become overcomer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the one spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, that God is with me forever in my spirit.
Amen.
Now, Jesus is in your spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Now, because he's in me, I am limited by Jesus. Mm. And Jesus is limited by me. If you're a child level, Jesus is limited by you. This is the greatness of God. Yeah. God, who is in charge of whole universe, he's so big, he's willing to enter into you. He's willing to be limited by you. Can you understand this grace? The more you become mature, you will be limited by Jesus.
Amen.
The words you say, you will be limited by Jesus.
Amen.
Even the thoughts, carnal thoughts, will be limited by Jesus.
Amen.
All the actions you do, you make in your life, will be limited by Jesus.
Amen.
I'm talking about life relationship with Jesus. Mm. Hallelujah. Mm. I'm talking about life relationship. I'm talking about character. God never forced upon you. Mm. He's a person of character. He's so kind. He does not force something upon you. He waits patiently until you decide, until you move. Oh, how sweet he is.
Amen.
How gentle he is.
Amen.
how loving and kindness He is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Mm.
So the more you eat Jesus, the more you grow, you will be limited by Jesus.
Amen.
Now some of you, Jesus is limited by you. Huh? Jesus is there. He wants to be activated. He wants to influence you. He wants to bless you. He wants to guide you and lead you. But because your faith is small, your life is small, Jesus is limited by you.
Amen.
Let Jesus be free.
Amen.
Free Jesus in your spirit.
Amen.
Don't lock Him in your spirit.
Mm.
Free Jesus in your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do you free Jesus in your spirit? By calling on His name.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. And truly, Jesus, who is the Lord, will rule over you. Rule over you, reign over you.
Amen.
And He will lead and guide you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm telling you, my brothers, open your mouth. Start calling His name more often. And you are drinking His Spirit. You are drinking. Let me share this one verse and then I'll close. So going back to John chapter 20, verse 22. Can we see that? John chapter 20, 22. Okay? After Jesus Christ rose again from the dead, He went to see His disciples who were shivering and in fear, locked the room, inside the room, right? And this is what Jesus said. After He rose again from the dead, He visited His disciples, and this is what He said. Read this now. 20:22. Begin.
And with that, He breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit.
How did he say it? Receive the Holy Spirit? Bible says, He?
Breathe.
Now everybody breathe. 1, 2, 3. Don't breathe on me now. Okay, just exercise. Ready? Everybody, come on. Are you getting something here? This is what Jesus did. He breathed and said, Receive the Spirit. Are you getting me? After He rose again from the dead, He became the Spirit. He became the Spirit. Are you getting me? And that Spirit, in the original word in the Greek, means pneuma. That pneuma means wind, breath. Hallelujah. We can refer to the scriptures in Genesis chapter 2, right? When God created Adam, He also breathed. Breath of life. That was the Spirit. Neshama. Remember? So this is the same Spirit. He said, receive the Holy Spirit. See, Jesus Christ became the Spirit, and that Spirit means win. So every time you say, Lord Jesus, you are drinking, you are receiving, you are inhaling the wind.
Amen.
The character of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, isn't it wonderful to be able to drink, spiritually drinking and eating His character?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The greatest character that exists on this earth is Jesus' character.
Amen.
His loving character, His forgiving character,
Amen.
His understanding character. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Call on His name.
Amen.
Drink His Spirit. Drink His character. And next Sunday, you boast Jesus.
Amen.
Tell us what happened during your week when you call on His name. Tell us. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I wrap up to this message. God is Spirit. Man is Spirit. And Jesus has become the life-giving Spirit. And when we call Lord Jesus, we are drinking His Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that you can drink and you can eat Jesus? And you're becoming like Jesus every day, more and more. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Why are you laughing? There's joy. Amen? Hallelujah. One day, you and I, we are going to be perfect like Jesus. Are you excited? I say it again. One day, you and I, we are going to become perfect like Jesus.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. When Jesus entered into you as a spirit, it's like a seed. That seed, incorruptible seed, 1 Peter 23, is it? That incorruptible seed that has entered into you, within that seed, there's a spirit of overcomer.
Amen.
There's a spirit of New Jerusalem.
Amen.
You understand? Although, when you look at your circumstances and situations, you feel like, I'm a loser, or I'm not doing it, or I'm not becoming anything. Oh, there's no hope in my life. But Bible says, we don't live by sight, we live by faith. What is that faith? That incorruptible seed of Jesus Christ, that life has entered into your spirit and it's growing. Maybe it's growing slowly, but it will grow. Eventually it will grow. Eventually you are going to be an overcomer. Eventually you're going to be a bride of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 This is the grace of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, there's a song called Bread of Life, Living Water. Come and feed my soul.